Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building subweight on the Kicken Ableton Lift 12 for that sunrise set emotion in an old-school jungle and DNB context. And just to be clear, we're not going for a massive modern festival kick here. That's not the vibe. We want something warm, deep, and emotionally lifting. A kick that feels like it's glowing underneath the track, not trying to dominate the whole room. In jungle and DNB, especially around 170 to 174 BPM, the kick has two jobs at the same time. First, it keeps time and gives the groove impact. Second, it carries emotional weight. That second part is the one people often miss. In a sunrise section, the kick doesn't just hit, it helps the track rise. So let's build this properly, using stock Ableton tools and a workflow that actually makes sense for this style. Start with the kick source itself. This matters more than people think. Choose a kick that already has the right attitude. You want a sample with a defined attack and a low body, but not some oversized modern knock with a messy tail. A short 909 style kick can work. A sampled breakbeat kick can work. A clean synthetic kick can work too. The key is that the source should already be close to useful before we start shipping it. If you're using drum rack, keep the kick on its own pad so you can process it independently. If you're working with audio, that's fine too. The main thing is to keep control over the kick as a separate element. Now shape the envelope. Open the sample in Simpler if needed, and make sure warp is off unless you really need it on. Use one-shot mode. Keep the fade very short or off entirely if the sample starts clean. If the kick is too clicky, soften the start just a little. If the kick tail is too long, shorten it with the Simpler decay or by trimming the clip. Here's the feel you want. The transient should hit immediately, and the body should live from maybe 80 to 180 milliseconds depending on the track. In sunrise DNB, a slightly rounder tail often feels better than an ultra-short one, but don't let it blur into the bass or step on the next drum hit. That's the balance. Next, tune the kick. This is one of those small moves that can totally change the emotional feel of the track. Use tuner, or just use your ears, and figure out where the kick's perceived low fundamental sits. Then nudge the pitch in Simpler or transpose the clip until the low body feels musically connected to the key of the track. As a rough starting point, try moving it down 1 to 4 semitones if it feels too high or nasal, or move it up 1 to 2 semitones if it feels too floppy and undefined. In a minor key sunrise vibe, you usually want the kick to feel stable rather than aggressive. It should support the bass, not fight it. A good trick is to aim for the kick fundamental to feel related to the root or the fifth of the track, but not necessarily exactly on top of the bass note. If everything piles onto the same frequency zone, the low end gets peaky and loses emotional depth. Now let's add weight with EQ and saturation. Put EQ 8 after the kick. If there's any unnecessary sub rumble, gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If the kick feels boxy, try a small cut somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. And if it needs a little more chest, a subtle boost around 55 to 90 Hz can help, but only if the bass line leaves room for it. After that, add saturator. Keep it light. We're talking maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive as a starting point, with soft clip turned on. Trim the output so the level matches. The goal is to add harmonics so the kick feels heavier on smaller systems and more present in the mix, without turning muddy or fuzzy. If you hear the kick getting cloudy, back the drive down and check the EQ again. Saturation should feel like internal pressure, not distortion for its own sake. Now, if the kick still needs more support, you can add a subtle sublayer. Not every kick needs this, so use it only if the track really benefits from it. Create a new MIDI track and use operator, or wave editable if you prefer, with a pure sine wave. Trigger it with a kick note and keep the note short, maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set the envelope so the attack is fast and the decay is short, with no sustain. Keep the output low, very low. You want this to feel like a hidden reinforcement under the kick, not like a second bass line. In mono, this should feel solid and invisible, not separate. If you want an even more organic jungle approach, you can resample the kick plus sub together and use that as one printed layer. That's a classic move. Commit to the sound, then shape the result instead of endlessly overprocessing. Now comes the part where a lot of kick layers fall apart, phase and alignment. Solo the kick and sub together and zoom in on the waveform. Make sure the starts line up properly. If the sub starts late, the kick can lose weight. If it starts too early or out of phase, the low end can collapse even though it sounds huge in solo. Use sample start and Simpler, nudge the clip if needed, and check the result with utility set to mono. If the kick suddenly gets thin in mono, the layers are probably fighting each other. The original kick should own the transient, and the sub should reinforce the sustain zone. That's the rule. After that, sidechain the bass to the kick. Use compressor or glue compressor on the bass track and feed the kick into the sidechain input. For this style, you usually don't want a huge obvious pump unless that's specifically the vibe. You want the bass to duck confidently, but musically. A good starting point is a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo and groove. Adjust the threshold until the kick body has space to appear. If you want a cleaner detector, you can focus the sidechain on the kick's low body rather than the click. Now group your kick, break elements, and supporting percussion into a drum boss. This is where the whole kit starts to breathe together. Add glue compressor lightly, just enough for a little cohesion. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty in many cases. Then add drum boss carefully. A little drive can be great. A little crunch can be great. Boom should usually stay subtle or even off if the kick already has plenty of low weight. And if the transient needs more bite, a small increase in transients can help. If it's too sharp, pull that back a bit. The idea here is not to crush the drums. It's to make the kick feel like part of a living breakbeat system, with the breaks, hats, ghost notes, and kick all moving together. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the emotion really happens. For a sunrise set feel, the kick should evolve across the track. Maybe the intro starts filtered or with no full kick at all, just atmosphere and break fragments. Then the build introduces a cleaner kick with less saturation and more space. The first drop brings in the full subweight kick, while the bass stays restrained. Later, maybe you strip things back for a middle eight, then bring back the fattest version in the final section. You can automate saturator drive, EQ low shelf, drum bus filtering, or even a reverb, send for a special kick throw. That gradual opening up is what makes Sunrise DNB feel emotional. The track doesn't just get louder. It feels like it unfolds. Now check everything together. Kick, bass, chopped break, hats, rides, and atmospheres. The kick should still read clearly when the break gets busy. If it disappears, carve a little space in the break or bass around the kick's strongest region. If it's too polite, add a touch more saturation or shorten competing drum tails. If it's too dominant, reduce the 60 to 100 Hz area a bit and let the bass breathe more. Always test in mono. Always test at lower volume. And always compare against a reference track that's close to the style you're aiming for. Level match it too, because sometimes what sounds weak is just quieter, not worse. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the kick too long, because in DNB that low tail can eat the bass. Don't add too much sublayer, because it should reinforce, not compete. Don't oversaturate the low end, because then the kick turns to mosh. And don't ignore phase alignment. A misaligned kick and sub can sound huge in solo and weak in the actual mix. If you want a darker or heavier version of this technique, try printing the kick with the processing chain, then resample it into one audio clip. You can also use parallel distortion on a return track for extra menace, or add a tiny pitch movement on the sublayer at the very start of the note to create a subtle weight drop sensation. Keep all of that very controlled. For Sunrise Emotion, one of the best tricks is actually to soften the transient slightly and let the kick feel a little rounder. Pair that with airy pads, bright hats, and a forward-moving bassline, and the whole track starts to feel uplifted without losing the grime. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build two versions of the same kick. One clean and tight, one with subweight and harmonic color. Add EQ8 and saturator to both. Create a sine sublayer in operator. Sidechain the bass. Then make an 8-bar loop with the kick, a chopped break, a bassline, and one atmospheric pad. Automate the saturation a little in the second half. Compare it in mono and stereo, and decide which version works best for the intro, the drop, and the sunrise breakdown. Then resample the best result and listen back without touching it. That final step is important. It tells you whether the sound is actually working in the music, not just in the sound design phase. So the big takeaway is this. In old school jungle and sunrise DNB, a strong kick is not just about punch. It's about weight, timing, and space. Tune it, trim it, saturate it lightly, keep the sub mono, and shape it in context with the bass and breaks. When it's done right, the kick doesn't just hit. It carries the whole track forward.